This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listeners and viewers, to keep me in the fight.
Well, the hometown's
talking. Been in this fight a long time. Had a big effect. And it's all because of you. And I appreciate you all for your support. And I think most important work is about to happen, but I can only do that with your support. Look at these headlines. CNN is being gutted because leftist media is not as appealing as they fantasize. Boy, isn't that a perfect way of saying it? They're jokes. But they've got the power structure behind them. Pathetic spin. NBC coordinator, contributor, claims 75% of Americans dissatisfied with the direction of the country actually just worried Trump will steal the 2024 election. Former Fox News political editor, total joke, who lost his job, Chris Steirwalt, blames network for inciting black helicopter-level paranoia and hatred in new book. These people are a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Their time has come to an end. We've rejected them. So now they want to cut our resources off. So we're so desperate, we'll roll over to them just to give us food and water. I believe in you, and I believe that's not going to be the case. Mike Adams is about to take over, and man, has he been hitting on all cylinders. He always does, but he's been knocking it out of the park as of late. Mike Adams, fourth hour, is going to be covering exclusive new results of vax composition showing presence of industrial metals in the vaccines, chromium, nickel, vanadium, uranium, and other compounds that are growing these nanotech blood clots inside the body. I hope you record this. I hope you share this because you're everything. When I tell you how important you are and how you're the victory or the defeat, it's not a pat on the head. It's a SOS emergency flag. It's a bat signal. Millions of people are tuned in here. It isn't Alex Jones they hate. Sure, they hate me, but they hate all of us collectively 1,000 times more. A million times more. They hate a community of people that see through their lies, a community of people that understand the real tests we're up against, and a community of people that love God and love justice. Pretty powerful 3-hour show we just did. Another great broadcast. Today was really powerful. I hope I give them good headlines today for Man.Video. I hope you share the Man.Video articles because this is the stuff that scares the enemies of freedom. And separately, I'm not doing it more than a day or two because I got to sign every one of these. I'm going to spend a couple hours a day signing Great Reset and the War for the World books that are now in stock, start shipping Monday. Can't ship till Monday. We start shipping Monday. You can't get a regular copy because we're sold out of those. I held back some for signed copies. It's a fundraiser. If you want to get one for $24 instead of the big market we have for a fundraiser, go to Amazon.com. But if you want the signed historic copy as a fundraiser to fund us, go to InfoWarsStore.com for the Great Reset and the War for the World and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that's been back for a while but is about to sell out, so it's about to go off sale. DNA Force Plus sold out for a long time, back in stock, 50% off. X2, Supermel Vitality, back in stock as well. And you know who you are that have donated. You know who you are that have spread the word. You know who you are that have prayed for us. You are my brother. You are my sister. No matter what damn color you are, your blood's red and you love God and I love you. And thank you for keeping us in the fight. It is such an incredible time right now, and it takes money to win a war. So we've got products that empower your life and keep InfoWars on the air. So I salute you. Get your Great Reset book signed at InfoWarsStore.com or get DNA Force Plus or Bodies or X2 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. The great Mike Adams takes over on what these poison shots really do with breaking, bombshell, world-shaking info if you share it. Stay with us.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, folks, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Today I'm Mike Adams. I'll be hosting for this hour, and I'll be sharing breaking bombshell exclusive lab-based results with you about both the composition of the post-vaccine clots as well as a composition of one of the major COVID vaccines, which is showing trace amounts of industrial metals and elements. And in case you think that's a crazy thought, well, guess what? Just so happens that today the Epoch Times has a story of a group of researchers, of 60 researchers, who have found essentially the exact same thing that I had planned to share with you today. So we're going to get into all of that. Tell everybody you know to tune in, because today we're going to answer some real questions about what these post-vaccine clots are made of, what they might be doing, the fact that they are self-assembling biostructures. I'm not saying that they're alive. They're not living systems. They're not parasites. But they do grow larger over time inside the circulatory system of the human body. So tell folks to tune in. We're going to be breaking all that down in the upcoming segment, by the way. But we've got other breaking news related to the vaccine to share with you first. Big story breaking today about Dan Bongino saying that he says taking the COVID vaccines was the greatest regret of his life. And first of all, I want to honor the work of Dan Bongino, who is a great American, a great patriot. He's done tremendous work in this space. He did take the vaccine early on, and he has the courage now to come out and recognize that, as he says, he should have waited. He saw a segment from Tucker Carlson, and also major thumbs up to Tucker Carlson for also having the courage to cover this and to look at the evidence, look at the data about this, and draw conclusions from the data rather than the propagandists such as Fauci and Birx and Walensky, most of whom have now admitted they were wrong, by the way. So the data show the truth about what's actually happening here, and people like Dan Bongino and Tucker Carlson and so many others are finding the courage to come out and address this head on. And by the way, to call for potentially criminal investigations into Anthony Fauci, even though he's trying to resign before the new Congress is sworn in January, I believe, and many others believe, that Anthony Fauci needs to be investigated for the possibility of crimes against humanity and violations of the Nuremberg Code or his role in that scheme. And by the way, Mary Holland from Children's Health Defense has just given a speech. She's in Nuremberg, Germany right now. We're trying to reach out to her to get her on the show today. She's not able to make it today, but we're going to be talking to her soon. She has given a speech that says that every person responsible for carrying out these crimes against humanity must be held responsible. There must be investigations. There must be prosecutions. And I want to also give thumbs up to her and, by the way, everybody at Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for example, who put together that amazing book called The Real Anthony Fauci. And if there are two books that you want to be sure to read this year, that's one of them. And the other book is, of course, The Great Reset by Alex Jones. And I kind of chuckled when I was listening in at the end of Alex's segment, because Alex has to sign thousands of these books, and that is it's a more tedious and difficult job than you might imagine. I've had to do that before. One year I signed like 2,000 books of my own book, and I got to tell you, after about 500 signatures, you forget how to sign your name. You're like, whoa, wait a second, how does this work? Alex is in for a rough ride. They better bring him some coffee and some Turbo Force or whatever is necessary, because he's got to sign thousands of books. That is going to take dozens of hours, by the way, to get that done. Anyway, back to Dan Bongino. I want to say to Dan Bongino, brother, we love you. We pray for you. But more importantly, we have solutions that may be able to help you. When I say we, I'm talking about those of us in the really, what's the best way to say this? The pioneering alternative media, those of us who are really pushing the boundaries. So folks like myself, I'm running the lab tests. I'm doing the actual tests on these clots, finding out what they're made of and what they're not made of. People like Dr. Jane Ruby, for example, who connected me with embalmer Richard Hirschman. Jane Ruby's at the forefront of what these clots are. And there are a lot of people in the alternative media who are looking at answers of how to eliminate these clots. We don't have those answers yet, but Mr. Bongino, if you want to stay informed, connect with some of us, and you know, we can keep it private if that's necessary, but we can feed you cutting-edge information before it goes public that may help you be able to make decisions and address, is your body growing these clots? And if so, is there a way to stop these clots from growing and to thereby save your life? Because one of the things that I'm doing, remember, I have an ISO-accredited laboratory. I'm going to share those results in the next segment here on the Alex Jones Show. And we are inspected, audited, internationally accredited to the what's called the 17025 laboratory specification. And we've got millions of dollars of lab equipment that we use for this, and other scientists are doing the same thing. But when we figure out how to stop the growth of these clots, we know that we can help save the lives of millions of people, maybe tens of millions around the world. We're not there yet, but the way to get there is to do these investigations, as we're doing, share the ideas, and try to be able to connect with people who have this knowledge. Now, the Gateway Pundit did an article on this today about Dan Bongino saying that the vaccine was the greatest regret of his life. And in that article, I want to give kudos to the Gateway Pundit, by the way, and Jim Hoft and the other writers there. They actually mentioned that Natural News, my website, cannot be shared on any big tech platform. You can't share it in a private message on Facebook. You can't put it in a tweet. You can't talk about any of my work on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere. And that is to the detriment of even the people working at big tech who think they're winning by censoring people. Actually, they're losing because they're going to die from lack of knowledge, because it's people like myself and others in independent media who have the answers. We are at the forefront of this. Mainstream science won't touch this. The NIH won't fund it. Fauci wouldn't dare fund any research into how to stop the clots, because they will not even acknowledge that the clots exist. This is coming down to independent researchers in Spain, in Germany, in the United States, such as my lab and others. We are the ones who are going to solve this problem. What is it? La Quinta Columna in Spain is doing tremendous work on this. And I'm going to talk to you about this group in Germany, a group of 60 scientists that has come out with this new information about the composition of these post-vaccine or what's in the vaccines in their case. We are the ones who are going to solve this problem. And we are the ones who are being censored. So think about this. The very leftists who think they're winning, they're the ones who are going to be dying because of lack of knowledge. And Google has become a disinformation or anti-knowledge search engine. Google's mission is to bury the truth and bury solutions that could save humanity from the mass death that is coming. Now, back to what Bongino said, and he's correct about this. He understands that there are going to be years of increased risk from these vaccines in people who got them. And Ed Dowd spoke yesterday with Alex Jones with some bombshell, shocking information from the insurance industry, indicating that these deaths are accelerating. And we are approaching what will be, we're not there yet, but a 100% increase in excess deaths in the United States. And that would be about an additional 7,500 people dying per day in the United States once that level is reached. And I believe it will be reached before the end of this year. So we're talking about two 9/11s every day happening from the vaccines in the United States probably by the end of this year. So if we can find solutions, we can help save thousands of lives, over 7,000 lives per day potentially, but only if we can get this information out. And that's why this platform, InfoWars.com, is so crucial for humanity. That's why your support of InfoWars is crucial, your support of all of us in independent media. So please do everything you can. Get the Alex Jones book, The Great Reset. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Load up on the supplements while you can. And by the way, just as a side note, I want you to understand that, you know, FedEx and UPS and carriers are having major problems delivering things. And I'm not sure how well that's going to work throughout the rest of this year. So this is the time to get what you can now for your preparedness, for your nutrition, for your health prevention of whatever epidemics might be coming. Do it now while you can. And I'll be back right after this break with more details about what's in the vaccines and what's in the clots. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, prepare for some bombshells here today, folks. Welcome back. Mike Adams here hosting the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com. Spread the word. We're going to get into some hardcore exclusive laboratory results of what's in these vaccines and also what is in these post-vaccine clots that appear to be responsible for the sudden deaths. And are you aware that in some areas of the world now, unexplained deaths, that's the leading cause of death now? They can't explain what it is, but it's, of course, the clots blocking blood flow to the organs and the brain, and then people, quote, died suddenly. So that's what's happening, and it's accelerating all around the world. Before I get into those numbers, a quick comment from the last segment. You know, we're mentioning Dan Bongino saying that taking the COVID vaccine, he says, was the greatest mistake of his life or the worst mistake of his life. And, again, to his credit for mentioning that. But, you know, the GOP in particular has been, and I'm not talking about Bongino, but just the institution of the GOP has been in bed with Big Pharma for a long, long time. And so for a lot of people in the GOP, there wasn't sufficient skepticism about what the vaccine industry might be up to. In fact, it has taken quite a bit of time for people to come around to that point of view. Now, what's fascinating to me about this is that leftists or Democrats used to be anti-corporation. You talk about the George Bush years in particular. The Democrats were anti-war. They were anti-corporation. They were anti-pharma. And, of course, they were anti-Monsanto. I mean, I used to march in the March Against Monsanto events. One of them was in Austin, Texas. I was right. I was a speaker at that event, and I'm pretty sure most of the people marching there were Democrats and leftists at the time. But everything's flipped. So today, conservatives are starting to realize, whoa, these corporations are incredibly dangerous. Big tech, big pharma, and big vaccine. They're probably out to kill us, is what it turns out to be. And at the same time, leftists are abandoning their position of being against things like GMOs or toxic chemicals. And it's so bizarre because, you know, 2 years ago, leftists were anti-police. Today, they're pro-FBI. Like, defund the police, but more money for the FBI. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And I did an interview recently with a longtime friend of mine, David Wolf, David Avocado Wolf. He's been in the health industry, natural health and nutrition for decades. He's the guy who actually first introduced me to avocado smoothies and drinking cacao, which is, you know, chocolate, just powdered cacao nibs and so on. And he has come to the same realization that you and I have, that all of these, the mass poisoning of humanity is taking place right now through vaccines, through GMOs, through pesticides, and we had better wake up and fight for our liberty and our health freedom and fight for truth on all of this. And he's moved to Texas also. So another person who moved from California to Texas totally gets it, totally on board with what's going on, and came out of the natural health industry as I did, and now fighting for human freedom. So I just want to give you that background, and now we're going to jump into this. So, okay, first things first. I've got preliminary results to release on the vaccine. I'm not going to say which vaccine this is yet, but this is one of the big three vaccines. And I've done ICP-MS tests in my lab. Again, we are an ISO-accredited laboratory, so everything that we produce in terms of lab results can be entered as evidence in a court of law anywhere in the world, at least in Western civilization countries. Now, what we found in these tests is quite shocking, is that when you take this vaccine out of the vaccine vial using a hypodermic needle, And then you inject it into the human body, or I guess any body for that matter. Here are some of the elements that are injected into your body. And again, this is confirmed. We're going to release these results along with the PDF file. Vanadium, chromium, manganese, nickel, copper, arsenic, selenium, strontium, molybdenum, cadmium, lead, and uranium. All of these elements, most of which are metals, are found. And by the way, what they're showing you there is what's on your screen is different from what I'm talking about. Just a note there. We're going to get into what's in the clot and what's in the blood, which is what that chart was. But what I'm mentioning right now, we don't yet have a chart for it. But this is coming out. These are elements that are in the vaccine. And these are present in trace amounts. These are industrial metals. And they absolutely do not belong in any vaccine or in anything that is injected into the human body. Now, if you thought that, well, how do you know for sure that's the case? You know, where's the confirmation? Where has this been replicated? The Epoch Times has a story today. Unusual toxic components found in COVID vaccines without exception, say German scientists. That's the headline. And it's a group of independent German scientists. It's 60 of them. They have found toxic components, mostly metallic, in all of the COVID vaccine samples they analyzed without exception, using modern medical and physical measuring techniques. So this is called the Working Group for COVID Vaccine Analysis. And they've tested AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna vaccine vials, which are the same three that I'm testing. And they have found the following. They found alkaline metals such as cesium and potassium. They found alkaline earth metals such as calcium and barium. They've also found, I'm reading from that story, cobalt, iron, chromium, and titanium. So you notice these are overlapping with some of our own lab tests that I just mentioned. They found aluminum. We're going to talk about aluminum here in a second because aluminum is a key element that's being found in these post-vaccine clots. And aluminum is electrically conductive, which is a critical element. They're also finding silicon and sulfur. Now, again, getting back to what I found in my lab, vanadium, chromium, manganese, nickel, copper, arsenic, selenium, strontium, molybdenum, cadmium, lead, and uranium. Starting to sound like that song by Timothy Lehrer, the elements song, right? Which I'm not going to try to sing here, but you get the idea. These elements do not belong in these vaccines, and they are confirmed now, not just from my independent laboratory, but also with this German group that, frankly, I'd like to get in touch with so we can share results. The Epoch Times has the courage to cover this, and so does InfoWars. InfoWars has the courage to bring me on to break this news, exclusive news about what's in these vaccines. Mainstream media won't touch it. So the people reading the mainstream media don't know they're being injected with industrial metals. These are the kinds of metals that make you sick if you have a medical implant that goes bad. If you get too much titanium in your blood, what do you think happens to you? Bad things happen. You get sick. You get fatigue. You get ill. Your immune system just gets crushed. And then you think about, oh, there's also lead in this and cadmium, heavy metals, linked to low IQs, linked to heart problems, cardiovascular problems. There's uranium. What's uranium doing in this? I'm not claiming it's radioactive. There are no radioisotopes that we detected, but it's still the element, uranium. What's arsenic doing in this? Another heavy metal that's actually responsible for more cancer deaths in well water than any other element in the world. All throughout third world, arsenic kills more people than anything else. Did you know that? Because it's in well water. Well, it's also in your vaccines, folks. It's in your vaccines. Nickel, another toxic metal. It, folks, you are looking at the mass poisoning of humanity, and I haven't even gotten to what's in the clots. We're going to cover that in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. Spread the word. Keep watching. We'll be right back after this break here on the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. We're going to look at what's in the clots that are killing people all over the world. Stay with us.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And
Despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, buckle up, folks. We're going to get into the lab test results of the clots that are killing people weeks or months after being vaccinated. I just want to show you this. What I talked about last segment, the elements that are in the vaccines, here is a shot of how I'm doing this. I've got a vaccine vial here. I don't know if I've got the right focus range for you. And I'm using a hypodermic needle to take the sample of the vaccine and to run it via ICP-MS. And, of course, we've got quite a few of these using safety precautions. Frankly, I only handle those under a fume hood and wearing these latex gloves, which... I'm not going to touch that stuff without wearing some protection. But if you're just joining us, we found in one of the main vaccines, we're going to release all these results in more detail, we found all these industrial metals, including chromium and selenium, arsenic, cadmium, lead, and uranium, and others, And this is also being confirmed by a German research group that's been covered by the Epoch Times. And I was joking about the Table of Elements song. I misstated the creator of that song is Tom Lehrer, by the way. So if you want to look up that song, it's a really funny song. He goes through all the Table of Elements, singing about them. It's a hoot if you can memorize that. Okay, let's get into the clots. All right, now to the producers, the charts that I sent you, the PDFs, we're going to be showing those here. One of them is labeled blood, which is live human blood from an unvaccinated person. And the other chart is clots, which is one of these clots that was sent to me by embalmer Richard Hirschman. Thanks to Dr. Jane Ruby for making that connection. We've got more tests coming up, but here are the results that I've got to share with you. This is groundbreaking. This is exclusive information here on Infowars.com. Number one, the blood has markers of life, and those include iron and magnesium and zinc and other things. The clot is lacking almost all of those markers of life. In other words, the clot only has about 4.4% of the iron of human blood. In other words, the clot is missing almost 96% of the iron that would be expected to be there if they were blood clots, which means, folks, these are not blood clots. And we have to remember that when we're talking about people dying from, quote, blood clots, these are not blood clots. They're clots of something else. They're missing most of the magnesium. They're missing most of the zinc. They're missing all of these other biomarkers, including potassium. There's a very high potassium level in human blood. We've got the charts. I sent them over to InfoWars. They showed you some of those just there. There's more. At the same time that these clots are missing the markers of life that would be expected to be seen in human blood, the clots are higher in certain elements that happen to be more related to electronics or industrial machinery or conductive elements. Now, you're going to have to draw your own conclusions from this. I'm not saying we know exactly what these are. However, we can confirm that the post-vaccine clots that are killing people, the clots that are being pulled out of the bodies of dead victims post-vaccine, they contain over five times higher levels, concentrations of tin, which is used in alloys for soldering electronic circuits. It has about almost a 50% higher level of aluminum, which is electrically conductive, and it is a replacement for copper lines in residential wiring and electronics, also commercial wiring. And the clots are higher in sodium, about 50% higher in sodium, which is an alkaline metal that is highly conductive. A lot of people don't think about sodium being a conductor, but it is, trust me. Just go test seawater and you'll find out. But the point is, the clot is lacking the elements of life that you would expect to see in human blood, and at the same time, the clot is higher in concentrations of elements that conduct electricity and that you would expect to find in non-human things, things that might have electronics in them, things that shouldn't be in the body, probably. Now, what's interesting to me is that this German group has also mentioned, let me bring it up here, the aluminum. They've also confirmed they found, yes, excess aluminum in the vaccine, and I'm seeing the aluminum at higher levels in the clot. So the result of this, or let's say the conclusion, is that these clots, number one, they're not made of blood. Number two, they are self-assembling structures. They are growing larger over time inside the blood. Number three, as they are doing that, they are somehow harvesting or absorbing or using metals or conductive elements from the blood, and they are concentrating them into higher concentrations than what would be found in human blood, or even in human blood vessel tissue, or human muscle tissue for that matter. Now, I'm not saying that I know what these clots are. I don't know exactly what they are. This is a process of elimination, of being able to find out what they are not, and trying to share information with other scientists so that we can eventually get to the bottom of this. Remember, we're doing this without any government funding, obviously. Fauci and the NIH and the NIAID, they're not going to give us money to do this research. No, this is all self-funded, folks, due to supporters like you. But we're finding out what these are not. They are not something that we would normally find in human bodies. End of story. Now, on top of that, there is an article published in a journal, Nature Communications, I believe it is, that talks about graphene being used to build electric circuits. Graphene can be made into circuits that can receive information. We've covered that in Natural News. I'll pull up the story for you in the next segment so we can go through that. But that's a journal article that talks about graphene being used to build circuitry that can both send and receive electromagnetic information. And again, that's published in a mainstream journal. I think that was published in 2014. We'll confirm that in the next segment. But folks, let me tell you what else I know about these clots, because I have a bunch of them. And they gross me out, by the way. I'm very careful when working with them. They are strong. They're strong like rubber bands. You saw that when I was in the InfoWars studio with a microscope, and we were pulling them with tweezers under the microscope, and they had this tensile strength that you don't see in blood clots, folks. You don't see that in blood. There's something kind of rubbery, almost like a polymer. I'm not claiming it's a polymer, but it's rubbery-like, kind of like a pencil eraser or something. Yeah, there's a photo of some of these clots. They are very, very strong. Secondly, we know, or at least my conclusion so far, is these clots are not living. They are not parasites. They're not worms. They don't appear to have any of their own circulatory systems or nervous systems or digestive systems or anything of the kind. They are self-assembling biostructures that are dead but growing. And by the way, that's not unheard of in nature. For example, prions, they're not alive either. But prions can grow in terms of their aggregate mass. They are misfolded proteins, and they can spread and grow in a brain or other nervous tissue, even though they're not living themselves. And in fact, according to mainstream science, viruses aren't living, but yet they can replicate as well. So it's not strange to say that a non-living system can self-assemble. In fact, that's part of the definition of what viruses do, according to mainstream virology. So these are self-assembling biostructures. They're growing larger over time. And as people like Steve Kirsch and Ed Dowd are noticing, a whole lot of people are dying after the vaccines right now. But what I'm here to tell you is that that is a fraction of what's coming. The deaths have only just begun. There have been over 12 billion injections given on this planet. That's more than one COVID vaccine injection for every person living on this planet. Over 12 billion injections. Those injections are right now growing these clots in people's cardiovascular systems. They're going to take months in some cases, weeks in others, maybe years in a few. But eventually, many of these people who have been injected, if we don't find a way to reverse this, many of those people are going to die from these vaccine clots, these self-replicating systems that appear to have been programmed to be built inside the human circulatory system, eventually cutting off the blood supply to the heart or the brain or other critical organs. And the entire mainstream media, the entire mainstream science realm will not touch this topic. You only get it here on InfoWars.com and in the alternative media. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, folks, final segment here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams sharing exclusive laboratory results of the composition of the clots, the post-vaccine clots that appear to be killing people, coming probably by the millions, by the way. Current estimates are that anywhere between 5 to 12 million people have been killed worldwide so far by these vaccines, and I believe that has only just begun. But as a global depopulation weapon, by the way, it's not working as well as I think the globalists had hoped, and that's why they're having to accelerate the food scarcity, the energy shutdowns, and, of course, the coming money supply collapse or crash or however you want to describe that. But getting back to what these clots are, here's an article. Excuse me. This is from we published this yesterday on Natural News. Nature Journal reveals how graphene can be used to assemble radio frequency electronics in biological systems. And this is a 2014 paper. The paper is entitled Graphene Radio Frequency Receiver Integrated Circuit. And it explains how graphene has superior electrical properties and has strong potential as a future channel material in radio frequency electronics. They talk about a method to fabricate integrated circuits using nothing but graphene, and that this resulting circuit was able to, quote, perform practical wireless communication functions, receiving and restoring digital text transmitted on a 4.3 gigahertz carrier signal. You starting to get the picture, folks? Now, I find it fascinating that graphene alone can be made into essentially a little radio receiver, if it's structured correctly. And that's separate from
from the metals, the conductive elements that we're seeing in these clots. Because, you know, you can make circuits, of course, out of aluminum. It doesn't always have to be copper, let's say. You can make them out of aluminum. You can use tin as an alloy in these circuits. And the question to me is, if these clots are self-assembling, which means they are self-organizing these elements in some fashion that we don't yet understand, my question is, what programming are they following? Because, let's back up for a second. The vaccine companies themselves say that the way these vaccines work, and this is not a conspiracy theory, this is Moderna describing how their vaccines work, is to download, in essence, new programming into your body's cells, into the ribosomes in particular. And it's a program that your body follows to manufacture substances that are alien to the human body. That's the official explanation of how vaccines work. So these mRNA fragments, how do we know what instructions they contain? How do we know if they don't get severed or have concatenation, which means combining of mRNA sequences? Maybe the polyethylene glycol doesn't work perfectly on the end caps. And since people are being injected with billions of these particles, well, sequences, little strings of biological code, is it possible that some of those billions get altered? Some of them get deleted or inserted or concatenated, as I said, or just, I don't know, added together, right? Concatenation. And then they start to build something that maybe wasn't even intended. Or maybe it was intended, but what if it's not? What if there is an accidental side effect to this that causes the body to build these massive structures that they can't stop the growth? What if that's what we're seeing with these clots? Or again, maybe it's on purpose. Maybe this is a very clever way to kill a lot of people over time while claiming to be giving them medicine. What if there's graphene being organized in these structures as well? Then could electromagnetic pollution affect people who have been vaccinated? And I'm not even saying intentionally. I'm not saying that people are being injected with, alien circuits or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, there is something called induction. If you have elements organized in your body in a certain way and there are electromagnetic radio waves or microwaves around you, it will cause changes in the material or even vibrations in the material. This is true, by the way, with fillings in your teeth as well. If you have fillings in certain orientations, it can affect the electrical activity in your mouth and in your skull. A lot of people know that in holistic dentistry, by the way. And I'm saying, what's going to happen when people who have these post-vaccine clots that are organizing these conductive materials in some way that we don't yet understand, what's going to happen when they're subjected to 5G radiation or directed energy weapons, DEWs, that are fired upon them under crowd control circumstances? What happens when they're hit with microwave frequencies or even just going through the TSA scanner at the airport or just sitting around in a city with a lot of radio waves around you or maybe electromagnetic pollution from electric cars? Can that cause induction in some of these structures that are in people's bodies? Can it cause them to heat up? We don't know the answers. I'm just asking questions right now. These are questions that no one in mainstream science is even willing to ask. You know, they claim to have a monopoly on truth, but they're not willing to entertain questions that they don't like, so they censor it. Well, I would just say, thank God that InfoWars and Alex Jones and people like myself and many others, we said from day one, don't take these shots. And once again, InfoWars has been vindicated. Alex Jones was right, yet again. Because he said it from day one. I was right there with him saying it from day one. Do not take these shots. They're not even approved. They're experimental injections. This is experimental medicine. These are violations of the Nuremberg Code. In fact, let me read for you from Mary Holland's speech that she just gave in Nuremberg, Germany. And this is published on childrenshealthdefense.org. Those who violated the Nuremberg Code must be prosecuted for crimes against humanity, she says. In the last 2.5 years, we have witnessed a global assault on the Nuremberg Code. Governments, medical establishments, universities, and the media have violated the very first principle and every other principle of the Code's 10 points. They have coerced people into being human guinea pigs. Those who have intentionally, knowingly, and maliciously violated the principles of the Nuremberg Code must be punished, says Mary Holland. They must be called out, prosecuted, and punished for crimes against humanity. This is one of our key tasks. Because, she says, we live in dangerous times. If world governments and their collaborators continue to flout the Nuremberg Code and censor those of us who criticize the big lie, we know where this leads. It leads to atrocities. It leads to a legacy of ashes. And I fear that legacy of ashes cannot even be stopped right now. I don't know how many millions or tens of millions of people are going to die. But I think it's going to be a lot unless we find solutions. Mary Holland continues, we've already witnessed terrible atrocities in the last 2.5 years. Children and teens becoming disabled and dying needlessly. Adults and elders receiving deadly treatments and being denied life-saving medicine. Medicine that the late Zev Zelenko was trying to help promote. Quercetin, zinc, vitamin D, and so on. Families separated from one another and interned in quarantine camps against their will. Yes, this is a living hell on Earth. This is a giant prison planet that has been created by these globalists, and they're trying to prevent the people of the world from realizing that their bodies have been hijacked in a biological cyber warfare attack to turn their biology against themselves so that their bodies build clot structures that will kill them over the next several years. And the average person is oblivious to this. And the average leftist wouldn't believe it even if you showed them the clots on an MRI scan or something. They still wouldn't believe it. They would double down on it. They would say, oh, no, it's good we took the vaccines. Oh, because these clots must need more pharmaceuticals, more medicine, more surgery, more radiation, and even more vaccines. There are more poxes out there, more vaccines. I'm sad to say many of those people, because I don't wish death and suffering upon anybody, many of those people are going to die. And many of those liberals and Democrats even watching this broadcast right now today, trying to pick apart something to criticize, you yourself, if you don't wake up to this, you will be killed by this system that you are protecting. And you will beg for solutions. And it will be too late for you, sadly. And people like myself want to help all of humanity. And by the way, I put Alex Jones in that same category. He wants to help everybody live. He doesn't wish death or suffering upon anyone. He wants human society to be successful and to be healthy, to be informed, awake, aware, alive, and free, and abundant. And that's those values are what all of us share who are pro-human, pro-America, pro-Constitution, and pro-life in the greatest sense of that term. Not just the life of unborn human children, but the lives of those who have already been born and who don't deserve to die. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website's naturalnews.com. If you want to follow my work. And this has been Infowars.com, The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. God bless America. Talk to you again soon. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.